Well, greetings out there to everybody at TFMR. Hey, you may have noticed the timing of this podcast is somewhat unusual. You've certainly noticed there was no intro music to this particular podcast either. Recording this at about 2:30 Eastern time here on Sunday, April the 7th. And I just want to let you know this is going to be kind of a messed up week. Excuse me. I mentioned late Friday when I was recording the Friday afternoon podcast that we needed some prayers for Mama Ferg, who at the time I thought that that we were in reasonably good shape. We just needed some prayers. But as I wrapped up that podcast, I found out that instead we were in rather dire shape. And I'm sorry and sad to report that Mama Ferg succumbed and passed away Friday evening, a couple of days ago. She was, as you know, fighting lymphoma and doing that with chemotherapy, and she was doing great, man. She was, for an 85-year-old lady, she was really, really doing well. But if you've had anybody or known anybody that has gone through chemotherapy before, and sadly, almost all of us have known someone, if not ourselves, that have dealt with it. You know that as you do this chemo, it completely wipes out your immune system with each dose. And so what happened to Mama Ferg, she got some kind of infection. We don't know through what. But she got it at the absolute wrong time, man, about 7 days after her fourth chemo treatment, when she had zero immune system. She got this infection. It rapidly became septic, or sepsis, however you want to say it, as an infection in her blood. And man, she went fast. The good news is it was painless. She was doing okay on Friday morning, but sick. And she just sat down in her chair and fell asleep. We got her to the hospital. The hospital tried to do its thing, but it was simply too late. It was just too much for her to fight off. So therefore, old Turd's got quite the week ahead of him, boy. I'll be leaving shortly to go back up, to Mama Ferg's and begin the planning process. If you've been through this before, and again, sadly, so many of you have, obviously, it's going to be a week of planning the funeral and everything that goes with it, family and friends coming to town, and everything that that goes along with this type of event. So there will not be much content this week. I'm sure just to keep my sanity, I'll stop by the site every once in a while just to see how things are going. But I'm afraid we'll probably have a full week of service interruption here with the hope of getting things back to some level of normal by next Monday, the 15th. In the meantime, please just, if you can, say some prayers for the family as a whole, Mrs. F, both of the LTs. We all took it pretty hard. So any fortification we could get through your prayers, that would be very much appreciated. And please take care of the site while I'm away. Yeah, you remember rule number 7 in the guidelines that you find, right there on the homepage. Rule number 7 is to treat others the way you want to be treated. Well, that golden rule, old Mama Ferg was a big proponent of that one, right? So if anything, honor her by carrying that in your life. At least in your interactions here at TFMR over the next week. Be kind to each other. Be mindful of everyone else. And try to make things a little bit better as you go. So the events this week, I'm just going to put a couple things on this page so you know what to keep track of if I'm not around. There will be a factory orders. U.S. factory orders for February are going to come out Monday, 10 o'clock Eastern. That's something that will no doubt get everybody's attention. Factory orders for the last couple months have been lousy, and that'll also have an impact on any adjustments that our buddy down in Atlanta makes to his GDP guess. The big news is going to come later in the week, and Wednesday may be a day that I might be able to surface for a few hours, and so maybe we'll be able to watch all this happen on Wednesday, you'll get the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, 7:30 in the morning. But at 2 p.m., you'll get the FOMC minutes from the meeting of 3 weeks ago, right? Where Powell completely reversed and everything else that went with it. So be on the lookout and look sharp come Wednesday. And like I said, with the funeral not pending until, you know, really kicking off on Thursday and then going into Friday, Wednesday may be a day that I'll be able to surface and at least be around a little bit. Thursday brings the PPI, and that'll be something to watch as well. All right, so that's what you're going to want to pay attention to. Again, Wednesday being the key day this week. And then finally, just to why, as we discussed price, here are your charts, just so you know what to watch all week. Clearly, the 100-day moving average in the June gold at 1293. We want to stay above that, especially on a closing basis. But even more importantly, we don't want to close below 1290 and thus make new closing lows for the year. That would grab headlines. You know, the usual suspects would use that as an excuse to be all, you know, talk all bearish nonsense. So again, we're obviously going to be watching those. If we can get any rally, if we can come out of the FOMC minutes, that kind of thing, watch that 50-day, of course, up at 1315. And by the time we get there, if that were to fall, you know, work out this way, notice the trend line off of the February 20 high and connecting to those highs of last month. Look at that trend line. It's going to be right at 1315 as well. Do you think maybe that might be an important level? Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I think it will be. So watch that closely. And then in COMEX Silver, again, this is pretty clear too. 15 is support. We want to hold that. Again, we'd be making new closing lows for the year. We don't want that narrative put out there. But then also the 200-day is 1525. And by the time we would get there, we would also encounter the downtrend. Imagine that, how that all works out here in the land of painted charts and cartel manipulation. So clearly you have something to watch. We're going to pay attention as we go through the week to some of this data. Wednesday's the day you want to look the most sharp, okay? And then we want to hold 15, we want to hold 1290, but if we can rally, well, obviously, we just discussed where you want to get through. So hang in there. Thank you for your patience, your understanding, and your prayers. And like I said, please do your best to keep things calm, civil, and polite around here while I'm in my absence, I guess. And I'll try to stop in from time to time. And oh my goodness, here we go. We'll just take it from there. Thank you for your, again, patience and understanding. Thank you for your patronage of the site to be able to give me a business like this that allows me the ability to take a week and focus on family. And then we'll be back at it again, full bore, God willing, by next Monday, the 15th. All right, have a great week. Again, we'll be around from time to time whenever we can. Keep an eye on all that stuff we talked about, and we will talk to you again soon. Until we do, this is your pal, Turd Ferguson, signing off, and I'm out.